Morning Watch, the enjoyment of Christ and our growth in life unto maturity, week 4. Knowing the all-inclusive Christ and growing with the growth of God. Friday, related verses. Colossians 2:7-19. Having been rooted and being built up in him, and being established in the faith even as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. And not holding the head, out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God. 1 Corinthians 3:6-7. I planted, Apollos watered, but God caused the growth. So then neither is he who plants anything, nor he who waters, but God who causes the growth. Galatians 4:19. My children, with whom I travail again in birth until Christ is formed in you. Ephesians 3:16-17. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into the inner man. That Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love. Related reading. For the body to hold the head means that the body does not allow itself to be separated from the head by anything. When we live by our culture instead of by Christ, we separate ourselves from Christ as the head and are defrauded of our prize, which is the enjoyment of Christ. If we are rooted in Christ and walk as he moves, we will spontaneously absorb the riches of Christ into our being and grow with the growth of God. This growth is by holding Christ as the head. Colossians 2:19 speaks of the supply and of the body being knit together. When the body is supplied and knit together by holding the head, the body grows with the growth of God. The phrase, out from whom, in this verse is important. It indicates that the body grows out from the head, for all the supply comes from the head. In one sense, Christ is the head. In another sense, he is the soil. As we absorb the riches of the soil, we hold the head. Likewise, to receive the supply from the head is to absorb the riches from the soil. We grow with the increase from the soil. We also grow as the body with the supply out from the head. Colossians 2:7 speaks of having been rooted in Christ and of being built up in him. The more a plant grows, the more it builds itself up. A tree, for example, builds itself up by absorbing into itself nourishment from the soil. This implies organic activity. Through this activity, the nourishment from the soil is absorbed into the tree. It is significant that in chapter 2, verse 7, Paul puts being rooted and building together. The reason for this is that being rooted is for growing, and growing is genuine building. Growth is not only for building, but is actually the building itself. As a tree grows, it builds itself up. The same is true of human beings. As all mothers realize, the more their children are nourished with healthy food, the more they grow. And by growing, they are built up. The organic activity that takes place within them causes them to grow. This growth is the building of their physical bodies. Being rooted brings in the growing, and the growing is the building. If we do not grow, we cannot have any building. We grow by absorbing the rich, nourishing element of the soil. Having been rooted in Christ, we now are being built up in him. We have been rooted in Christ, and we grow by absorbing his riches into us. This leads to growth, which is the building up of ourselves in Christ. In chapter 2, verse 19, Paul speaks of holding the head, out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God. Holding the head is equal to abiding in Christ. Of course, to hold the head implies that we are not detached or severed from Him. At the time Paul wrote to the Colossians, they had been somewhat detached from Christ by their culture. Culture can be a form of insulation that keeps us from Christ. To hold the head is to remain in Christ without any insulation between us and Him. Out from whom, in verse 19, indicates that something is coming out from the head to cause the body to grow. The growth of the body depends on what comes out of Christ as the head, just as the growth of a plant depends on what comes into the plant from the soil. If a plant does not absorb nutrients from the soil, the plant cannot grow. Likewise, if we do not receive what comes out from Christ as the head, the body cannot grow. Holding the head is, therefore, equal to being rooted in Christ as the soil.